And I would like, first of all, to condemn them and to thank the police for all that they're doing to ensure that we stay safe. You know, as a mum of two young children, having seen you know, my colleague's home being attacked last night, yes, obviously that has concerns, great concerns for me, and not only for me but also for my staff who aren't party members, but they're simply working as advice workers to help vulnerable you know, people in our society. And you know, the type of abuse that they have been subjected to over the last number of weeks. After the Unionist parties made a decision to deliver 40,000 leaflets to try and manipulate and raise tension ahead of the City Hall vote. And let's be clear, the only reason they were doing that was to try and win Naomi's seat back. That is the sort of thing that I am concerned about. I'm concerned from the staff, I'm concerned from a family.
With regards to what Michael Nesbitt's been saying this morning, what's your reaction to, first of all, his point that the protests look like as if they're going to continue because you're an anti-British party and you're chipping away at our Britishness?
Well, firstly, can I say that I'm glad that Mike Nesbitt has realised that we're not a unionist party. It's only taken him 42 years to recognise that. And whilst I welcome the fact that he's condemned the attacks, it's very sad that both himself and some of the other unionist politicians have condemned them, but then their undertone has pretty much said that it's our own fault. The Alliance Party were put in a situation in City Hall, a divided city where nationalists were proposing to take down the union flag entirely, and Alliance took the only principled, decent and patriotic position. To fly the flag with respect and consent in line with the agreement that the Ulster Unionist Party were so happy to have been part of. And to fly the flag in that day shows that we are the party who are truly embracing the agreement. We're recognising sovereignty by consent over a fully shared society. And the Alliance Party won't compromise on our commitment to that. And can I be clear, Frank? I'm not against the Union flag. When the Queen visited Stormont earlier this year, my children were there. They waved a Union flag in a respectful manner, in exactly the same respectful manner as they sing about the four proud provinces of Ireland before a rugby game. They're 4 and 8. They understand that they live in the UK, and constitutionally, that's where they live at this precise moment.
How much have you misunderstood the vote that has got you to where you are, or indeed the vote that has got Naomi Long to where she is in Parliament, in a seat that for years belonged to Peter Robinson? How much have you misunderstood the electorate on this issue?
I actually don't think that we have really misunderstood them, given the feedback that we have had from people over the past few days. The people who have come out and attacked us have come out and attacked me and said, we put you in Westminster, etc, etc. And I'm going, well, you clearly didn't, because I'm not the person that's in Westminster. Others have said, you know, oh, we voted for you and this is what you did in City Hall. Well, I'm in Stormont. It wasn't me that did that in City Hall. So I genuinely don't think that the people who are showing the anger towards us at the minute actually truly did vote for us. There are others who I know would be traditionally from unionist backgrounds who have come to us and said, this will make us realise even stronger that you're not against us being British at this precise moment, and you're working very hard, and for that reason, you know, we will continue to support you.
You had to close your constituency office on the Newton Ards Road yesterday afternoon, and chances are protests at your office and other offices will continue. It's obviously turning more sinister with the attack in Carrick last night and the attack on the family in North Down. So what are your worries or concerns about the next 48 hours?
Well, I mean, obviously last night, you know, things moved on, you know, a bit more, and, you know, it is really worrying. It's worrying too for the small businesses who are next to us. We have a fantastic wee restaurant next door to us, and, you know, their trade is being affected. And in the current economic climate, it's ludicrous that there are people who said they'd rather be dealing with the economy are actually encouraging people to behave in ways which is disrupting constituency services and forcing small businesses to close their doors. People can continue to intimidate my party colleagues and I from doing the job that we were elected to do, but we will continue to do it. We will continue to work hard. We will continue to ensure that we're helping people, whether we're doing it from our constituency office or over the phone, to help people with their housing issues, benefits issues, helping children to get surgery where required, etc, etc. We will continue to do the work. Yes, it's worrying, but I'm hoping that today that some of those unionist leaders are going to show leadership and actually get this stopped.
If someone got injured or killed as a result of this, who would be to blame?
Well, obviously, whoever carries out the attack is to blame. But, I mean, certainly, you know, the decision by some of the unionist parties to go out there and to stoke the flames and to raise and manipulate tension has really caused more and more people to come out onto the streets. And I do think that part of the blame lies with them.
Do you expect the assembly to be recalled?
Yes, and I think it should be.
Thinking it should be and expecting it maybe to actually happen or not, two different things. When do you expect the politicians to be there discussing this issue that some people on the text are describing as an attack on democracy?
Well, we have asked for it to be recalled tomorrow, and we will require 30 signatures today. It was clear from what Mike Nesbitt was saying that he didn't intend to sign that, but we've already had the STLP who've told us that they will you know, provide 14 signatures for us, etc. When I go up to my Social Development Committee this morning, I'm quite sure there'll be others there who are willing to stand up for democracy.
In the meantime, have Alliance Party representatives, Alliance Party politicians upped their personal security?
The police are being very good in advising us what we can best do, and I certainly have had a conversation with my young children this morning to tell them to be careful, and if they notice anything at all that they're worried about, just to let me know.
Judith Cochran, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judith Cochran, an MLA from East Belfast with the Alliance Party.